So you guys must have thought right away, maybe we have something here, right?
Well, yeah, we really like that Devil song, and it was one of the first. Liz and I started writing songs together before Dave came along, and that was one of the first, like, three or four songs that we wrote, and we're like, this is coming along pretty well.
Well, how did you guys actually come together? Was that a fluke or was that intentional?
It was intentional, but like I said, we didn't have Dave at first. It was just Liz and I. We were going to be a duo.
You guys had known each other for a while, I take it?
Yeah. We had sang in some other groups together. And so we kind of figured out that we had some similar influences and tastes. And so she said, you know, maybe we should try writing some songs together. And, I don't know if we thought it would turn into like a group that we really wanted to put a whole lot of focus into. It kind of started as maybe just like a side thing and write some songs together. But like I said, the first three or four songs that we wrote, we were pretty excited about. And then Dave came to sit in with us at a gig. You know, we really liked how that sounded, and he had a bunch of songs that he was working on that worked with the vibe pretty well. So it was kind of like instant trio once he played a gig with us, and we were like, yeah, this is how we have to be all the time.
You mentioned Liz all over the place and the different kind of styles she was singing in, but you know, you and Dave have sort of an alt rock or progressive rock type of background in Springfield.
Yeah, for sure. So Dave fronts a band called The Station, which is definitely like a progressive rock band. Electric guitars, long songs, not necessarily a lot of lyrics, kind of math rock. I mean, we kind of have some similar influences to grunge rock when we were kind of coming up, Alice in Chains and Soundgarden, that kind of stuff. Before that, I think our parents both introduced us to the Beatles and Zeppelin and Pink Floyd at young ages, so that was kind of in our blood.
Are all three of you writing songs? Are you writing collaboratively, or do you all three of you bring your own songs to the other two and put it all together? How does it work for you guys?
Yeah, most of them are collaborations. We use our smartphones a lot with song ideas and send them to each other. Dave will come up with a guitar part, and they'll both come up with a vocal part. So everybody's writing for sure. It tends to be whoever's writing that particular song will have an idea, and then we all kind of let it grow together, you know.
Is songwriting for you personally a pleasure or a chore?
Oh, man, both, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favorite songs are the ones that just kind of fall out. Like I read an interview with Elvis Costello where he writes songs these days in pretty much the amount of time it takes to perform the song. You know, so he's sitting down on the piano and he's writing a song in, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. And those tend to be my favorite ones. I'm not trying to compare myself to him as far as talent goes, because I don't do that all the time. But when it does happen.
Yeah, give us an example of another song on this album that kind of just came out in 4, 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah, Fires is one that just kind of a late at night grab the guitar and it just kind of falls out of nowhere. Those are the ones that it almost feels like it's coming from somewhere else. And those are the ones I tend to prefer or enjoy, I guess.
Fire, all these little fires started deep inside.
Then other times, I guess it does feel like more of a chore if, you know, if there's a little bit of writer's block going on, or maybe you've got one line that's you're just not happy with and you're trying to change and you can't really figure out what's going to work. So then it becomes more of a chore. The songs that just kind of happen are the ones that tend to feel good for a long time.
For home and love.
Well, you submitted Devil for the songwriting contest. Did you submit another song or two as well?
Yeah, I think we submitted Beginning and the End. That was one of Dave brought to the table. We kind of fell in love with right away. That was one of the first songs we played as a trio because he came to a gig that Liz and I had booked. And this was kind of before Dave was actually part of the group or whatever. And he sent us that song, and we both came up with a harmony part. And then we just sang it at the gig, didn't rehearse or anything. And it turned out to be pretty fun. So that was kind of the first moment where we were like, okay, yeah, this is good.
'Cause you were meant to be with me and I with you. Yours is a soul that I've grown quite attached to. This is too easy not to be true. 'Cause you were meant to be with me and I with you.
So yeah, I think we did that one and Getting Good at Feeling Bad. So that was one that I had written a verse and a chorus, and Liz and I had discussed some songwriting together. So I sent her what I had, a verse and a chorus, and she wrote another verse. And I guess from my standpoint, it's just kind of a classic breakup song.
When you have a good song, do you know it right away?
Well, yeah. That's such a to-each-his-own kind of thing, you know. Some of the ones that end up being my favorites aren't necessarily other people's favorites. So, and it usually tends to be, like, the ones that happen quickly.
Well, Michael Walk of the Deep Hollow, it's really nice to talk with you, and looking forward to seeing you at the Duncan Manor here in Towanda in just a little bit. You mentioned earlier that this is your primary band now. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so I've got a group called the Michael Walk Band that I had for years, and it's had personnel changes over the years and stuff like that. We still do some shows from time to time, but we're not going to hit the road or anything.
And you think you might with this group?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've already been doing, I don't know if I'd call it touring, but we're hitting the road and getting out there as much as possible.
Well, I don't say prayers anymore. I lost the only love I've ever had. So please don't fight it anymore. I'm getting good.
What are you getting out of the Deep Hollow that is more satisfying than maybe what you were doing before, or is it just an evolution? It's time to move in this direction.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I think it's more of an evolution. With my other band, it was like, you know, full drum kit, electric guitar, more of an alt country rock sound, which I still really enjoy. But this is more of like, we don't have a full drummer or anything like that ever. I mean, obviously at Duncan Manor, that's a stripped down acoustic show, so it'll just be acoustic guitars and voices. Even when we do our full show, it's more of a stripped down acoustic sound. We have some percussion, but not a full drum kit. We have a bass player, but he's playing upright. And I don't know if it's something that I'm getting more of out of it than I used to the other band. I think, like you said, it's just kind of an evolution, and I really enjoy the focus on three-part harmony. That's kind of what we, when we have songs that we're bringing to the table, the first focus is, you know, adding harmony parts. That's kind of what we're doing in this group, and I enjoy that a lot.
We are strong. We will not be shaken. We'll take them on. There'll be no mistaking. So take my hand. Together we'll make them all understand that we are two halves of one heart. And I knew this from the start. And I know I've been a little too proud, acting like nothing was missing. And I know I've been a little too loud when I knew I should be listening. You crept up so fast, I thought you were a dream. not the life that I've been making. Letting go of my past, it's not as easy as it seems,
but the chance is worth taking. Proud, acting like nothing was missing, and I know I've been a little too loud when I knew I should be listening. You crept up so fast, I thought you were a dream, not the life that I've been making. Letting go of my past, it's not as easy as it seems,
but the chance is worth taking.
Chance is worth taking. The chance is worth taking. The chance is worth taking. The chance is worth taking.